We realize that HIV and AIDS has got a big impact on the rural community, especially the women who were involved in agriculture. So much that in order to alleviate that problem, what we decided to do is to distribute some drip kits. And out of these wards, we are going to select two members of the community. And those two members of the community happen to be the farmers who would in turn, after we train them, they would in turn go back to their respective villages and train others in the use of drip kits. These drip kits, we hope they would go a long way in alleviating the problem of HIV and AIDS, because we hope that they would use them in the community gardens. And also, these drip kits we have given to those old women who are looking after AIDS orphans and those who are also infected, of course.
Would you say it is very important for women farmers, particularly those who are breadwinners or who are engaged in intensive agricultural activities, to have information on HIV and AIDS?
It is very important because they have to know how agriculture is linked to HIV and AIDS. They should know that agriculture is a way of improving the lives of the people, of improving poverty, thereby lessening the impact of HIV and AIDS in their particular communities.
As well as the communities in Plumtree, the Matabeleland AIDS Council has also supported women farmers in the city of Bulawayo. The Buacha Women's Group began by growing vegetables on a plot they were given by the city council. But after security problems, most of their farming now takes place in their own home gardens. Busani spoke to the founder of the group, Betty Chiwambo, and was keen to know more about their activities, in particular how they are now helping children orphaned by AIDS.
As a member of the Buacha Garden, in year 2000, you formed the Good Hope Orphan Care Program. What was the idea of forming this orphan care program?
Some of our members had left and we had nothing to help these children, so we thought it was better for us to identify all the orphans within our community. We have introduced this farming within these families so that they can be kept occupied creatively and also to learn self-reliance.
What impact would you say it has actually made in the livelihood of your clients?
Yeah, there is a great change within the community, and especially these vulnerable and orphans, they are now able to feed themselves. And as we give them our food supplements, they also get some from their own gardens, fresh vegetables like carrots, onions, cabbages, peas and beans. They are getting them from their own gardens, of which is a great improvement, because most of them, they didn't know anything concerning gardenings. Also, these people living with AIDS, they are having a lot from their own gardens. So there is a need for us to continue training the community and these needy people.
Apart from the nutritional need which these gardens have fulfilled, what other roles have the gardens played?
I can say they have helped us to keep these children occupied somehow. They don't have time to loiter around doing dirty games. They are ever occupied and they have got this heart of possession.
Would you say it has also helped them raise some income?
Yes, I can say, because those who are not involved in these programs, they are also buying from these children, which of course will help them to get some monies to buy themselves some other commodities like soaps and sugar and some other things.
What advice then would you give to other women, especially those who are also looking after orphans on urban farming?
Yeah, for those who are looking after orphans, they don't have to rely on donations. They have to teach these children on self-reliance, to teach them on how they can help themselves. If they can do farming, that means they are going to have both nutrition and cash to help themselves, so they are going to have better lives.